You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What types of media have been used throughout the works of Footprint?
So we have quite a lot of different artists, and so the media is different as well. So we have paintings, we have 3D works, we have paper, papier-mâché, we have
objects,
ceramics.
Photography.
Yeah, photography. So there was no moving image in this exhibition, but yeah, the majority would be 2D, 3D, and just everything in between.
Yeah.
Oh, we have also furniture. Piece of furniture.
Yeah, she had a piece of furniture in there as well. So quite a few different media.
That's amazing. How do the works in Footprint express the urgency of sustainable approaches in the context of this ecological crisis?
Well, one major thing that we found was we put out sustainability as a loose topic for the community to discuss. And if it speaks about the urgency, it's more about the response. As in, we had a lot of people come forward. A lot of people wanted to talk about it. A lot of people were discussing elements of sustainability and environment. So by response and by the intensity of their response, it kind of shows that it's a topic that a lot of people are thinking about and a lot of people want to talk about.
And also because sustainability is a multifaceted subject, it's not just environment, which majority of people will think it's an environmental thing, but it's also people as well as economy. And so the conversations we also had with people in regards to sustainability is like sustainability of art itself as of, is it sustainable to be an artist? Is it sustainable? What kind of practices we use as artists? Are they sustainable practices? So there was a variety of conversations that we had through the works that people presented for this exhibition. Some of the works actually had explanations with them and conversations that they want to have or they want people to think about when they look at their work.
That's really interesting. Did you reach out to the community and ask them to come forward with their art, or was it more of a curated process?
We reached out to our community. So we're a community-based gallery, and our COPAPA within our constitution is to give access to the local community to the art. So we have a lot of people that we can reach out on social media, website and stuff as well. We have brochures and stuff that go out to the local community. So we just did a call out. We didn't necessarily curate the exhibition. In fact, we try not to because we don't want to hinder the response from the community and to kind of direct it too much. So we did a call out and we had a massive response. So it was really cool what we got back.
Currently we have around 50 artists exhibiting in this particular exhibition. So it's a members exhibition. So the only thing that we ask for people who the artists to be is our members. So they just signed up to be members of the Upstairs Gallery. So then it's free to anybody in the sense that it's available to anybody. So anybody can enter. So we put the calls online. It was through our social media and our website. And yeah, so like Carlos said, whoever applied to be in this exhibition, their works are presented in the exhibition. So we haven't edited anything out from the exhibition. So if you were in, if you wanted to be in, we didn't turn anybody away.
When and where is the Footprint exhibition happening?
So it's at Upstairs Art Gallery, which is in Titirangi. 418 Titirangi Road. We're in a building called Lockdoor Precinct. We're in the original building, Lockdoor House, and we're on level one. It runs to the 17th, which is next Sunday. There's at least another 9 days left.
Because we open every day, Monday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so any day you can come in and still see the exhibition up until the 17th of March.
That was me speaking to the co-directors of the Upstairs Art Gallery in Titirangi, Carlos Toli and Tatiana Harper. We were speaking about Footprint, their new exhibition, and how the art comments on sustainability. The exhibition opened on the 23rd and closes on the 17th of March. You can catch it at Lopdell House in Titirangi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.